I am reading out here, you have a public charitable trust's policy on procurement and process. Starting with principle of procurement process as a principle. UVA should strive to ensure that procurements deliver value for money and are cost effective. B. Purposes of procurement process. The purpose of procurement procedures is to ensure that procurements are made to the maximum extent possible on a practical, open, and freely competitive basis. Maximum value for money is obtained on all procurement of goods and services. Procured goods and services are delivered in the correct quantity and quality and in a timely manner. C. Scope of application. The scope of these processes shall be applicable for the procurement of 1. IT hardware and software. 2. Office equipment other than IT equipment, as example, chairs, tables, desks, cabinets, cupboards, TV, projector, printer, etc. 3. Printing of communication materials like brochures, reports, leaflet, pamphlets, banners, etc. 4. Annual maintenance contracts. D. Procurement of goods. 1. Direct procurement. Goods can be procured directly from the market, up to an amount of 10,000 rupees per item, or in such a case where the quantity ordered of an item of value less than 10,000 rupees pushes the total value in one purchase from one supplier to not beyond 10,000 rupees. However, cost effectiveness, product standardization with earlier procurement of the same item and benefit of UVA shall always be borne in mind while making such procurement. At least one quotation shall be obtained in all such cases as above, and the same shall have to be approved by one of the directors or the CFO. The procurement shall be made only after such approval. Where the procurement is done by the director or CFO, then the value limit for direct procurement is 30,000 rupees. In the case procurement via online portals, a copy of the page showing options for procurement with the pricing will be deemed as a valid quotation. 2. Procuring from pre-approved supplier. In cases where repetitive purchases are anticipated, UVA may appoint a supplier to cater to the repetitive requirements after obtaining at least 2, preferably 3, competitive quotations. The quotations, see example A, shall be reviewed and approval given to one of the suppliers, taking into account the price, product standardization with reference to earlier purchases, previous history of supply by the same supplier, quality of earlier supplies, etc. by anyone, the directors and the CFO. The item specification, unit prices, etc. shall be finalized during this process, see example A. Product standardization with procurement of similar items any time earlier shall also be kept in mind while selecting or approving the supplier. The approval shall be for a period not exceeding 12 months. For an example, supply of stationary items for programs on education. 3 quotations to be invited from X, Y, Z suppliers. Being such procurement a repetitive, quotes of maximum items are to be considered and compared for 12 months approval based on price, product standardization with reference to earlier purchases, previous history of supply by the same supplier, quality of earlier supplies, etc. Procurement from approved supplier can be processed without any further approvals. 3. Competitive procurement. Procurement of goods exceeding 10,000 rupees or 30,000 rupees in the case of procurement by director or CFO shall be done after obtaining at least 2 competitive quotations. 3 quotations are preferred. The quotations shall be reviewed by any one of the directors or the CFO and approval given to one of the quotations, taking into account the price, previous history of supply by the same supplier, product standardization with procurement of similar items any time earlier, quality of earlier supplies, urgency of delivery, etc., amongst other aspects. E. Procurement of software. Software for the purpose of this document refers to 1. Specific licenses that are required for the running of an application that is essential for the operation of the computer system, such as Windows, MS Office, Linux, OS, etc., if they don't come bundled with the computer, or 2. General licenses that are supplied by a variety of suppliers, such as antivirus, cloud storage, computer utilities, etc. 3. Specific licenses that are required to operate bespoke solutions used for managing some aspects of day-to-day operation, such as accounting, human resources, program management, expense management, etc. procurement process. 4. Procurement of software, falling under 8.1 above, will be made from any authorized supplier of the software as there is no other choice. However, it shall be checked whether the software can be bought via Big Tech Portal at subsidized rates for not-for-profit organizations. 5. Procurement of software, falling under 8.2 above, shall be as per the direct procurement process D.1 detailed herein before. However, it shall be verified if the software can be bought via Big Tech Portal at subsidized rates for not-for-profit organizations. 6. The procurement of software as per E.1 and E.2 above shall be approved by one of the directors or the CFO. 7. Procurement of software, falling under E.3 above, shall be by a process of identification of the need for such a bespoke solution, identifying the potential providers of such services and then deciding based on the pricing and other parameters. The details shall be reviewed by any two directors and the CFO and the approval given taking into account the license cost, product alignment with and capability to match the current and future needs of the organization, credibility of the supplier and their presence in the long run for support and upgradation as and when required, etc., amongst other parameters. The licenses thus procured shall be as far as possible be on SaaS, software as a service, whereby license fee is paid on a timeline or number of user basis and thus avoid buying the software outright. Any increase in the agreed license fee of more than 10% on a yearly basis shall need the approval of one of the directors and CFO. F. Annual Maintenance Contracts. Annual Maintenance Contracts, AMC, shall be renewed as per the AMC rates agreed at the time of purchasing the items. No further approval are required for this. Any increase in the AMC rates shall have to be approved by one of the directors or the CFO. G. General. Approval over email or by signing off on the approved quotation is deemed sufficient in all cases. This policy or process is approved by the Board of Directors in their meeting held on March 15, 2025.